Shashirim Dalet Dalet. The Migdal David Savorech. Your neck is like the Migdal David. That's interesting. Bonu Lesalpiois. It's built as, I guess, something beautiful. Elef Hamogen Toluyolov. There's 1,000 shields hanging on it. Kol Shilte Hagiboyrin. All the signs of the strong people. I don't know what all that means. Let's see Rashi. Koimo zekufo noi beisha. What? Dalid dalid. Okay? Dalid dalid. Kemiglal David Savorech. Koimo zekufo, a straight up posture, is noi beisha. That's a sign of beauty. In other words, I guess bent over like this is not a beautiful thing. As people get older and they start to bend, it's not very nice. A person looks nice, or they're... What's this? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was a little hard. The Masada Rav Cook had a mistake in it. That's why I had trouble finding it. Put it on the puzzle
okay.
Couple days.
Okay, thank you. So, okay. So, Vahadugmo Kemigdal David. What is it? Straight like a Migdal David? Your neck. I guess it means your neck is up straight like a Migdal David. Hu Mitsudas Tzion Shehu Mokum Chizik. It's a fortress. It's a place of strength. The Oifel Umivtzor. And it's a place of protection, a place of fortress. A place where they, Migdal David, I guess that's where they part, the way they protected Yerushalayim. Kachut Savorech, your neck, that's what your neck is. Zu Lishkas Hagozis, this is the Lishkas Hagozis, that's the place where the Sanhedrin sat. The Gozis is the cut stone. They sat in this very, I guess it was specially crafted for the Sanhedrin to sit there. Shehoiso Chezkoson Umivtzoron Shel Yisrael. They were the strength and like the fortress of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Moshel is talking about comparing her to something extremely strong. I guess standing up straight, it's beautiful, and I guess strong is beautiful too. You're strong, you're beautiful. You're standing up straight. It's not like bent over and weak. And the Nimshol is to the Lishkas Hagozis, where the Sanhedrin sits. That was the Mokum where the Torah emanated to Klal Yisrael, and that's built. That's beautiful. Shehoisach has koson umivtzoron shel Yisrael, because they were in the Sanhedrin were the strength of Klal Yisrael. Very interesting thing. In other words, Klal Yisrael. What? Hashem, well, the Choson is talking to the Kala, and Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem is saying that just like the Choson says to the Kala, you're standing up straight, you're beautiful, you're strong. Standing up straight, I guess, is a sign of strength and beauty. It's beautiful, and when you're bent over, you're weak, you look weak. And so he says, so too, he says, the Lishkas Hagozis is the equivalent where the Sanhedrin sits, because Shehoiso Chozkon Umivtzoron Shel Yisrael, because the Lishkas Hagozis, I guess that's the Migdal David is compared to the Lishkas Hagozis. I don't think the Lishkas Hagozis was in the Migdal David. I guess just like Migdal David is the physical strength of Klal Yisrael, so too the Lishkas Hagozis is the real strength of Klal Yisrael. The Oisa HaMigdal, and that tower of Bornilis Salpiois, is built for beauty. Lios HaKol Mistaklimbo Lilmud Suroiso V'noi Meleches Tavnisoi. I don't know what he's going back and forth over here. He says, now he's going back to the Migdal. He says, the Migdal is beautiful, and everybody looks at it to learn how to build architecture, I guess. Lilmud Suroiso V'noi Meleches Tavnisoi, to see the beautiful architecture, see its beauty. So and this vahu mi gizras malkeinu mi bahamois eretz. Malfeinu. That means our teachers teaching more than the Bahamas eretz and than the animals of the earth. I guess that this is the place of real teaching. In other words, the Lishkas Hagozis is where everything came from. And even though there are other sources of information and strategies and importance, I guess, but everything really is from the Lishka Sagosis. Kimo Tov Shebe Tarmis Uvitabnis, I don't know what that's all about. Elef Hamogin Tolerolov, let's see. Kach Minag Hasorim Litlois Meginehem Veshilteim Bekosle Hamigdolim. That's what they used to do. They used to hang their shields and the things that protect them on the towers. So too, I guess that the protection of Klal Yisrael is hanging in the Lishkas Hagozis, which is on the Sanhedrin, which is poshet that we live by different rules. The world is has the pasuk say lo bechayil v'lo bekoyach ki im beruchi omar Hashem. The world lives with chayil and koyach. They have armies and they have shields and they have towers and they have fortresses, and that's how they protect themselves and they ward off the enemy. And all that stuff to us is secondary. Maybe we go through the motions because we're mechuyev to do ishtadlus, but the reality is it's the Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas Hagozis that is really the protection of Klal Yisrael. And that's, we know the same thing too in every generation. It's the yeshivas, it's the Talmidei Chachomim. That's why it's very relevant, this Rashi today in Eretz Yisrael, when they're looking for some type of equality between the secular people that serve in the army and the yeshiva students that are sitting and learning. And what they don't realize is that it's not a question of equality. It's far, the imbalance is far greater than they realize. It isn't that they're serving and we're Nebuch sitting over here. It's that we are the protection, the Bnei Yeshiva are the protection of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, and the people in the army are just going through the motions like these like the physical Migdal, like we have to go through the motions to protect ourselves with Mechuyev and Ishtablus. But ultimately we know that it's the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagozis, it's the Bote Mikdash Ma'at today that exists where people are learning and I guess tefillah too. Those are the things that are truly protecting Klal Yisrael. So, okay. Elef Hamogin Tolov, Kach Minig Hasorim Litlos, okay. Shilte Hagiboyrim, Ashpois Shenoisim Bohem Chitzim. These are places where they put their arrows in. Kemo Chovru Hoveru Hachitzim Milu Hashlotim. I guess those are cases where they put their arrows. V'demeloi lishkas hagozes shemishom hayro yoitzo shatera mogin l'Israel. And it's those places where they put their swords is comparable to the lishkas hagozes again shemishom hayro yoitzo. From there hayro halochas and Torah directives go out from the Sanhedrin lishkas shatera mogin l'Israel. And the Torah is the shield of Klal Yisrael. So that's, again, that's that same message. In other words, if we have to look at that, even though in the world things go al pider hateva with fortresses and shields and weapons and so forth, but those in our world are really only misholim to the reality of the Lishkas Hagozis and the Torah and the Sanhedrin, because that's where Hoyroa goes out, and it's that Hoyroa that comes from the Lishkas Hagozis that's the true shield of Klal Yisrael. The Yesh Leimar, Elef Hamogen Kemo Mogen Ho Elef. What the Pasuk says, Elef Hamogen Toler Olov, 1,000 shields are hanging on it. So he says, Elef Hamogen is Kemo Mogen Ho Elef. Means the shield of Elef, Al Shem Dover Tziva LeElef Dor. It says that, I guess refers also to the Torah, the Mogen of the Elef, which is the Torah which was commanded, Dover Tziva LeElef Dor, which is commanded for 1,000 generations. Now here is very interesting, Dover Tziva LeElef Dor, the Lemaise of the Torah wasn't given an Elef Dor. Right? How many doros was the Torah given after Briyas Olam? It wasn't 1,000 generations. It were 10 generations, may Odom Ad Noach, and 10 generations, may Noach Ad Avrom, and so you're talking about 30 generations, maybe 40, I don't know, not I don't know exactly. But Dovet Tzil Velef Dor, so it seems that really the original plan was that the Torah would only be given to Elef Dor after 1,000 generations after creation. And the world would elevate itself to be roy to Kabbalah Satorah. And maybe then the whole Kabbalah Satorah would have had a different impact. It would have had a stronger influence on the entire world. They were supposed to learn, that's what the Gemara says, supposed to learn midas and everything from the animals, nekias from the cat, and zrizos from the namola, and when Chazal say different things. And as the world readied itself and elevated itself spiritually and in midas and in the base kibul, then eventually by elef dor they'd be roy for Kabbalah Satorah. What happened was that instead of the world elevating itself, they took they took the elevator down. Instead of taking the elevator up, they took the elevator down. And the mail of the world kept going down and down. So it seems that that's what I think it says in the Sforim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to speed up the plan. And instead of giving the Torah the Elif door when the world was supposed to be worthy for it, he had to give the Torah at Avraham Avinu helped ready the world for it, and then Yitzias and the Shibud Mitzrayim helped ready Klal Yisrael for it, but eventually he had to give it in a much, moved up. Expedited process, because otherwise the world couldn't have survived. All right, let's see where we are over here. Let's just finish this pasuk. Kol shilte hagiborim motzinu shatalmidim nekroim al shem chitz mushlotu ushlotim. Talmidim are called by the name of arrows and I guess the places where you put the arrows. Kim shenema chitzim yagibor kei b'nei anurim. The b'nei anurim, I guess, which refers to the youth, that they're like chitzim yagibor, they're like arrows. Ashrei hagever ashemile es ashposu mehem. Happy is the man who has filled his
quiver.
His, I don't know what that means.
It's basically
his receptacle.
Yeah.
Mayhem. So in other words, that's the that's the Talmidim are called that, and I guess and that's the key. The real Elef Hamogen Toloyov Kol Shilte Hagiborim. That the Talmidei Chachomim are really, it doesn't say Talmidei Chachomim, it says Motzino Shat Talmidim Nekroim Hashem Chitzim. Chitzim Yad Gibor Kein B'nei Hanurim. What does that mean? Why is it Talmidim? Not talking about Talmidei Chachomim. Kein B'nei Hanurim. It's talking about the young people. What?
You shoot them out.
You know what?
You shoot them out.
What does that mean? A little, be a little more, what?
You shoot them out.
What do you mean shoot them out? They got to go out to teach?
The Rebbe shoots them out.
What does it mean shoots them
down?
He
shoots them down, he says.
Shoots them down? No, that's not what we're referring to. So what does it refer to? I don't understand exactly.
It's like a potential unleashed.
Oh, that's what. Kechitzim. Kechitzim biyad gibor. Maybe. What is a chetz biyad gibor? What is a chetz biyad gibor? A chetz biyad gibor, a weak man pulls the chetz like this and it goes a little bit. A gibor, like this, and it goes, don't be afraid, and it goes far out. So that's Kein B'nei HaNa'orim. The Na'orim have the long range potential, yeah? When we're investing in the Na'orim, we're investing in long range potential. That's beautiful. So in other words, the Talmidei Chachomim, that's what it seems to be saying. The Talmidei Chachomim are holding up the world. That's like the Mogen. The Sanhedrin is the Mogen. They're protecting Klal Yisrael. And the B'nei Shilte HaGiborim, which he says, Talmidim are called Chitzim Ushlotim, Chitzim Yad Gibor, Kein B'nei Anurim. Just like the Chetz in the hands of a Gibor goes far, then the Orim are going to go very far. So I guess it's like the future. The present Talmid Chachomim are protecting the Klal Yisrael, and the future of Klal Yisrael is in the power of the Orim, that are Talmidim, that are learning, and they will be the ones long distance that will provide for the next generation.
The pasuk doesn't say that he sent them out. The end of the Rashi seems to more be saying that he amassed them, the amount of disciples that he amassed. He was filled, I'm just reading the English because it makes it easier for me. He was filled his quiver with them. Asher milei es ashpasai mehem. He was amassed a lot of them. It doesn't seem to be saying that he sent them out to the world.
What are you reading?
The end of the Rashi of Kol Shetei Givarim. Asher milei es ashpasai mehem. He filled himself, he filled his quiver with them. He amassed the disciples, he amassed the arrows. He got a lot of them. They're still Talmidim, but it doesn't seem like they're sending them out. Like arrows in the hands of warriors.
They're still Talmidim.
I thought you were saying they sent them out into the world.
No, I guess you have to have a lot. You have a lot of talmidim can go out
talmidim
and take care of the world. What?
By somebody else. That's
what's
why
that?
Called chitzim. Talmidim are being propelled by somebody else.
Very
that's
nice. Very good. Very good. So, but you had a gibor. So, who's the gibor?
The gibor is the Rebbe.
The Rebbe is supposed to be a gibor to send them far away.
Yeah.
Send them far away. So that's the job of the Rebbe. He has to make sure that they go out, that they take care of the future. Okay? Thank you.